Blog Talk Radio.
The heaviest thing John Jameson carried to Dublin was his family motto, Sine Metu, without fear. It was quite a load for one man to shoulder. In 1780, it took a bit of courage to open a distillery, plus a healthy supply of barley. Only a man who knows fear can truly be brave. Luckily for us, that man also made whiskey.
I'm so glad you're here.
And luckily for John Jameson, Dublin wasn't going to let him do it alone. Our family motto, Sine Metu, means without fear. Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Beverly Nation Radio, and I am your host, Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep-El. And tonight, you can call in at 516-453-9133 for today's topic of Black or Living Soul. What identification makes the most sense? And when you dial in, please press 1 to join the conversation. And as we begin, be thinking of what I asked. Why was this brought up? Sometimes we think about it from time to time again. This has been brought up because of thinking about words. And also our feelings. And what word in the English language between Black and soul fits with how we feel the most? Which one fits the most with us having an imagination, being able to visualize positive things that we can do for one another or positive things we can create for one another? In positive ways, we're able to actually reason certain situations, even ourselves. Now, as we examine the word Black, I, being a melanated man myself, growing up and seeing the word used from time to time, often, us melanated people, we have a connection to the word, an emotional connection to it due to music, due to far as how we want to connect with our culture. Because music does play a role with that, literature as well, and propaganda. But when keeping that in mind, you know, growing up, I had to focus on vocabulary, and that was something that was very important in regards to reading comprehension. So I would be able to know what words mean, so I do not find myself in a negative place, you know, or feeding too much energy into a particular word. And so in realizing how, when your vocabulary is increased, that when you do that work, you begin to be able to know how to identify things around you, you know, how to communicate with others, especially in other levels of life, especially when you are in a professional realm, vocabulary plays a role with that in order for you to be able to have certain opportunities open up to you. Because in this world, the way you write is important just as well as any other skill that you have, especially when you are asserting yourself to business in a business way or in a corporate way, or when you are a man or woman engaging corporations that you may have felt have not provided business at the 100% rate as they should, that there are ways that we can express ourselves, and there's ways of being able to maintain that in order. We didn't experience that growing up. You know, it's not just melanated people, but it's also for us, pale people as well, that some call that the corporate arena labeled as white. And so with this particular message, the importance of vocabulary, of looking at this word Black and looking at the word soul, what I have identified is that soul not only comes from a biblical reference, but this is without religion, though. This is in regards to looking at the action that took place in regards to where the soul was mentioned, and also thinking about how happy melanated people are when we use the word soul, and how it makes us feel happy, makes us feel proud about each other. And when thinking about the biblical reference and knowing that there's many of us that are engaged in Christianity or use it for even business purposes and being able to comprehend what even any like certain ways that certain cultures, the way people do conflict resolution, sometimes you find those pieces inside of the way people handle not only situations, but also be able to conduct business and exchange. But back to this point, as far as have us go through what makes the most sense to how we feel happy about ourselves and pride of our creativity and how we enjoy life. Now, we have the word black, okay, in the etymology, as far as the history of words, as far as with looking at the word black, it has that it stands for meaning without light, moral or spiritual. And then as we examine the word without, we have that it means outside of. And when you look at without light, moral meaning right behavior of a person with right manners, customs, and conduct in society, which is a community of people. Without light, spiritual meaning is of breathing. And the word spirit, the animating principle in man or woman, as the breath of a god, and also contributing to animals as well as the breath of life. We are referencing breath when we are referring to the spirit. Now, our takeaway from this definition is in regards to spirit, yes, we are breathing. Yes, we do. And also, in regards to morals, you know, we do breathe, and while we breathe, we do have the ability to practice right behavior while we're living in a society known as a community. And we have experienced that when living in a community, that there are some people who have right behavior or morals while they are breathing. And some in our perspective feel that they do not while they are breathing. And to continue about this word black, as I'm highlighting on the word light, because without light was mentioned as well. And light etymologically leads to the word spiritual illumination. Spiritual, spirit, meaning part with the breath that you are breathing, and then illumination, standing for spiritual enlightenment. And enlightenment while you are breathing, enlightenment is the action of removing dimness or blindness from the eyes and heart, and the action of supplying the mind with the ability to comprehend general truths. The ability to comprehend and to also remove something that is allowed by, of course, us having breath. Breath gives us the opportunity to be able to give our brain oxygen for us to be able to see, experience things, think, and all those other qualities, you know, that come with comprehension. And now, as we continue, we have, as we examine soul. Now, soul is considered as a being or substance believed to be that in each person which lives, thinks, feels, and wills. Will as in making decisions. And it also means that it is animate existence. And animate means to give breath to, give natural life to. animate comes from the word anima, meaning life, breath. As we see with the word soul, we're running into breath again. And yes, we do breathe, inhale, exhale. And now we have, out of the word animate, you have animus, which means life, mental powers, awareness, to be capable of thinking. All of those things of which come from the breath that gives life, because we see it every day. Birds do it, we do it, you know, and such. Now, what makes us special is that we're able to imagine things. We have talents that allow us to be able to apply math, reading, and writing to develop things, to build or destroy, of which is things that we notice every day while we're breathing, while we have spirit, soul. Now, in regards to you have breath as well, that is considered as air or a vapor. Kind of like when it's cold and you're exhaling out and you see the vapor, you know. So it's pretty cool looking at that. And also, as we already know from life experience, breath is the action of drawing air into and expelling it from the lungs. Now, as we get to the point of bringing all the definitions together, the definition of the word soul, living soul, and the definition of the word black. Now, to be a living soul is to be a being inside of a flesh body, causing the brain to be aware of itself and surroundings by causing the body to draw air into its lungs and expelling air from its lungs, providing the flesh body with mental powers, providing it the ability to use the mind to think and make decisions with the natural life given to it by way of the breath. Now, to be black, by the total definition, is to be without awareness, imagination, vision, compassion, consideration, lack of supplying the mind with the ability to comprehend general truths, lacking right behavior, manners, customs, and conduct in society, a community of people. And such vulnerabilities are caused by having dim eyes and a dim heart. Dim eyes, we can see far as in regards to when you are planning something, you know, or as lacking vision, lacking the ability to see. And also the lack of vision can lead to the lack of compassion as well, which leads to dimness of the heart too. And far as for those out there that know in their heart that they are ones who use their mental powers for positivity, you know, and use it for to constructively build a constructive relationships throughout their community. That is likened to the word soul, and also likened to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, in regards to that of the breath that animated flesh. And so with that breath of what comes, what actually can nurture it, is doing constructive things. And from being constructive, it has, that's where I feel education comes into play, because it gives you many components you can use to be able to actively contribute to the development of a positive reality, you know, for other people, so it can work as a chain reaction. And as we continue, you know, I want to read these definitions again so we can have a chance to absorb it a bit. Now, to be a living soul is to be a being inside of a flesh body, causing the brain to be aware of itself and surroundings by causing the body to draw air into the lungs and expelling air from its lungs, providing the flesh body with mental powers, providing it the ability to use the mind to think and make decisions with the natural life given to it by way of the breath. I feel that fits the most with melanated people, and I'm sure other people would also be able to relate to the same as well. But in regards, if anyone has, like, when anyone has, as far as their, how they want to feel to contribute to the conversation, you know, please press one. Please press one. That's, you know, because this is a very, very deep communication. But I will continue. Shall continue. In regards to the word black, as far as about with when it comes to decision makers in the United States, around in the 1831 AD, in regards to the word black and black codes. Code stands for a law, and they can be pursued out through orders, as some of us know. And that, according to the black codes, it had made mention that it ordered states of the United, especially southern states, to restrict African Americans' freedom, compel them to work for low wages, and remain in debt. Such codes prohibited them from voting, bearing arms, gathering in groups. Kind of sounds a bit familiar with what is happening to some of us, you know, what we're experiencing through our policy development. Now, said such codes prohibited them from voting, bearing arms, gathering in groups to worship, and learning to read and write. And such codes caused pressure on those who lived in poverty, including who are homeless, unemployed, and without income, to support themselves with temporary work, welfare, scavenging. To include black codes involved African-American men going to prison to perform labor for private corporations. And to add, writer Douglas A. Blackman mentions about black codes as a system in which armies of free men guilty of no crimes, entitled by law to freedom, were compelled to labor without compensation, were repeatedly bought and sold. So they already had it ingrained that with the word black, the decision makers from Britain that passed it down to the United States, this is how they feel about the word black, and these are the reasons why soul, living soul, is what God made our flesh like. And so it's that time for us to be able to use the right words to identify ourselves with, instead of just going along with what kind of feels good. But living soul, yeah, we're breathing, and we have that word connects with how we feel. Connects with how we feel. And ladies and gentlemen, hey, DJ Olansky, hit him with the track.
No, we need it, soul power. We got to have it, soul power. No, we want it, soul power. Got to have it, soul power. Give it to me, soul power. We need it, soul power. We want it, soul power. Don't get it, but go back some more.
feeling. I got the feeling.
Ambassador Wadette, Mentu Hosef L. How are you? Caller one in the queue. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Islam Wakadush Wabarakatu. This is Huni Bakatun, aka the Magic Man. Can you hear me, sir? Ambassador Wadette.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I was trying I was trying to wait till I was stable, but I'm gonna do my best, man. Thank you so much for bringing this subject up. And it's one of those things I have been slowly but surely doing my best. That's BES. Those who know, right, as an order of protection, to make a distinction on what a soul and a spirit is. And, you know, a lot of people have been, you know, spellbound by certain languages that try to define soul and spirit, even to the point where if we look at the people that's been in authority for such a long time, the people that's writing dictionaries, definitionaries, right, be it religious dictionaries or definitions, they want to say spirit is one and the same, and it's not. Now, soul is what made us who and what we are as a people, as original people of this planet. Soul is what made us just like our creator, right? And the best way that I can describe that is picture or a living being lying in a hospital. And this human being or living being is unconscious, right? Now, that person's spiritual body or spirit is still inside the body to keep the person alive as long as they live on the physical plane or being snapped. It's like an umbilical cord of a baby that connects the mother to the child, right? This is what happened in a so-called death state, or as I like to say, a transition from this world into the next. Okay, everything that's alive has a spirit, even on down to rocks, okay? It don't have anything to do with feeling, right? Because soul is your, as we like to say, your ba, your ruh, a ruach, right? This is what gives us the ability to react, to respond, right? It's our reactionary body. So what happens back to that human being or living being who's laying in the hospital unconscious, as long as this human being or living being is laying in a hospital in the spiritual being or spiritual part of the person is still inside the body. If the soul has a tendency to either elevate slightly above the body, or it can, those of us who know, it can travel. This is why when you look at a lot of our ancestors, Nuban, they always picture the head of a human being and the body of a ba'uz, a falcon, or a bok, a hawk, right? It's something that can take flight. So now, to sum it up, as long as this person's breathing, this person's unconscious, unable to see, hear, taste, smell, or feel, unable to move any of their physical limbs, this is what the soul does. So when the soul descends back into the body, the person's able to open their eyes. It's their conscious body that gives them feeling. This is why, you know, a lot of times people equate soul and soul people with singing and dancing. Yeah, to some degree, but it's even a lot more higher than that. Soul is what made us able to be in tune in regards to wherever we at. And soul can travel from one place to another. That's what soul does. And this is what made us different. And to sum it up, soul gives us the ability to offer empathy, to offer forgiveness. And this is getting down to the nature and the core and what makes us different than many other people on the planet. And here's how you know. A soulless bastard is the one that can drop a bomb on a whole country and don't even feel no sense of remorse for it. Most of us who have soul, right, we are reactionary people. We got to have a reason to do what we do. A soulless person don't need a reason to bring hell here on planet Earth. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elder. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you chiming in on the line. You know, that was beautiful, and it was direct. You know, and I am sure that not only myself, but also everyone who was present on the line appreciates it as well, especially when this soul, knowing that it is of a force, a creative force, and knowing that with it makes you think about your talent. You know, it makes you think about the feelings that you have that's connected to them, and also whenever you look at things that your relatives have created from talents that you have inherited, and it going down from generation to generation, it's like that's a force in itself. And also even think about how nature just causes motion to happen, and that motion causes things to rub against one another and actually create things. And so with keeping that in mind, when we think about how we are made, the fact that creative force spoke for that to happen all the way from the gestation process and all those things, even the whole way to just drawing a circle on a piece of paper and being able to also visualize the vision you have in your mind and being able to draw it out or even do animation or even build or even there's different things that we're able to do in that force, you know, like Dr. Malachi Z. York had mentioned about as far as things to tack on type of energy. You know, it's like it's that force that has it to be able to grasp things. And that makes me think about the word soul when it's talking about that it's a being that's separate from the flesh body that is able to, and when you think, you're able to visualize scenarios, situations. Then when you make use will, the fact that the soul has its will and it can make decisions, and that's when you actually grasp onto a thought and grasp onto a scenario. Along with that scenario, it comes along with the ones and the twos, the instructions on what to do and what it would look like, you know, and when actually pursuing the action, you know, that's a product of the will. But we're getting back to the word black, of how it's been used, how that identity has been used to keep melanated people being used as cheap labor and being looked at in a negative light, and knowing that due to vocabulary, it's a word that we don't have to, you know, because there's the word living soul, live being, you know, represents who we are and have been, that represents that force that especially created us, you know, and created life as well. And so with that being in regards to parts about how black was used to have us bound up in contracts or whatnot with corporations, us being looked at in inferior light when it comes to doing business, such as when you're dealing with the corporate world, such as that's associated with the law, and the laws connected to, of course, the banks as well. The banks deal with loans, and then that pours down into about whether if you're able to receive certain funds for your business so you can prosper, so your family can prosper, so your community and your people can prosper. And it has been known that we have, that it's been a systematic thing that we've been kept from that. And it does have a connection with that word, to the point that when it's been so much that even those who use it in a negative way against us, they don't see that they themselves, some of them, have been stuck on just on the word too, and spellbound by that as well. So with that being said, in regards to far as like codes and laws, you know, that govern over finances, and as far as how communities are in a particular order, whether it's an order for being constructive or an order for chaos, you have a pale woman, of course, by the name of Jacqueline Battalora. She has a book called Birth of a White Nation. And she goes on to say in that book, Birth of a White Nation, that the new laws, such as the black codes that had compelled our people to low wages and remain in debt, even up to this point, those particular laws, including the anti-miscegenation laws, did very little to improve the economic status, even of these new so-called white people. But it tossed native tribes. Now, when that comes to mind, we're thinking of indigenous peoples, people who are autochthonous to the Western Hemisphere. Autochthonous means who rose from the soil. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 20 again. Keep that in mind. Being made from the dust of the earth, autochthonous people of the Western Hemisphere, the indigenous peoples, American Aborigines, okay? Now, Battalora said that these new laws, anti-miscegenation laws, did very little to improve the economic status of these new white people. They even hurt themselves. But it tossed native tribes and people of African descent to the bottom. And they're still trying to keep us there. Meanwhile, you know, our creativity matters as well. And, all right, now I'm going to continue with the quote. It said the laws linked all white people, even those who were common laborers. A connection still occurs today in the context of the top 1% and the 99% of income earners. And also, Jacqueline Battalora went on to say the first appearance of the word white as a label was in 1681. Battalora said, inventing a label for a group of people is an achievement if it actually sticks. It's been causing chaos since the British Empire had created those phrases, black and white. It hasn't been good for anybody, not even the economy. So the people aren't getting along. Guess what? You're not going to have a strong economy. If people ain't getting along in their community, they ain't going to be strong. Because when people aren't getting along, they're depressed. They're not going to be able to be focused on actually completing the instructions and the training that they were given. So, you know, with these people being spellbound by, you know, just trying to carry on traditions of, you know, discrimination for whatever reason, you know, against melanated people, it's still affecting the economy. And then it's not even just towards us. It's all propaganda, and it's occurring like a virus everywhere. But in order to get rid of that particular social virus is to just be like, yo, like, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't allow you know, other, when people are sensing that they are like, look, okay, I'm in charge of a bank and I don't want to give you or help you because, you know, you look a certain way, you know, or even what things that melanated people go through at work, you know, and even Latinos go through at work, you know, people having smart mouths whenever they're taught, whenever they're being taught to and things like that. It's just off the walls. And even in school as well, you know, and even being miseducated too, it all leads to depression. And then a strong workforce isn't developed. So, but as I continue, Jacqueline Batalora, from Birth of a White Nation, she also went on to say that the label Black still exists today and is prominent in recent events such as those in Ferguson, Missouri. And Batalora also went to say that adding that white supremacy exists in every facet of this nation. In Ferguson, said justice, inequality, and due process have never been real for anyone, I mean for everyone, but they can be. And Batalora also went on to say that without knowledge of basic legal education in this nation, we don't have the tools we need to address these issues. And white people are as much of a fiction as a race is a fiction. It's all about power. And she's a so-called white woman, and she comprehends that word white, and even that word black, you know, they were only just economic type labels, you know, and so that we're all, you know, man and woman, you know, first, you know, the Most High has supreme jurisdiction over all. Then man and woman were created, and then, you know, because man and woman have jurisdiction. When we start shrinking ourselves down as far as to things like black and white, you know, doesn't it seem that it's that it kind of puts us in the bind of that that corporate matrix. And also,
Well, if you don't mind, we got some callers to try to get on here right now, and we'll bring the caller on. Caller two, you've been waiting so patiently, and then after the next caller, we'll go to our next track. Caller, you're on the line right now with Ambassador L right here at A&M University.
Okay, is it me on?
Yes, please state your name, where you're calling from.
His name is Ma'at Rehat Rahubad.
Hey, Rahubad. Thank you for chiming
in. Hi, my love. Oh, I'm doing my best. I got some recovering to do. You know, I had a little setback, not to complain. But I'm so proud of you and the things that you are doing to represent us as a nation, and you wanting to give of the talents that you have, you know, taken the time out to learn. You're so vast in your knowledge, and I appreciate you as a brother. I appreciate you as, you know, you're a leader. You're a born leader, and I want to get the chance to tell your mother, thank you. I want everyone that's listening to know this brother. When I traveled with the brother KU's as the master teacher, sent us to get signatures for President Obama's his clemency. This brother has been with me, walking with me, for probably 14 years now, because that was in, what was that year, 2014. What was it, 2014?
Yeah, we have 2015.
Okay. Well, we went from lodge to lodge, K-Youth and I, the brothers known as Sneeferu. We went from lodge to lodge to get signatures for Panabab Yanun's clemency, and Brother Wajet just took control, and he's a he's a computer whiz. I mean, he is just all around just a significant person. And so to uplift our tribe and to give us the skills that we once had, because we don't have those skills anymore, where we would be into the steel industry and machining and a lot of the technical schools that I know that I grew up with in Chicago. They would teach home economics, and they would teach, like how young men would know how to actually change tires and transmission work, you know, whatever it took to do auto mechanics. And those are trades, you know, but now people want to take time and they want to learn in a four-year college and come out with a degree, but they don't have any real skills. And so a lot of what we're doing it so that we can build economically as a whole. So that includes Africa. And so to have these skills, we're also promoting the medical. We have some students that are in our tribe that are doctors, brain doctors, nurses. And so we want to take those skills to Africa, and we want to build the economy starting with us first, because we've always been put last. And so YJET is offering that, and that's it takes a lot to be called ambassador. It's not a title, you know, that just comes from just wanting to have fame or fortune. And so this brother is very passionate. I won't take up a lot of time. I do want to go ahead and see if we can go live. And we've been working on getting our own platform, and probably privately. But I want DJ Olensky and the brother Huni Bakatun, the sound therapist. We started off with something dealing with the prison ministries. And it's all going to come together. It's all going to come together. And so I work hard as a journalist, and I've worked hard as a producer to form the images that are positive about black people. And I know we're not using the term black is obsolete. And that's what the brother's point is in saying soul power. And I love that you got James Brown on. Y'all just interrupt me if I'm talking too long, but I just love the vibration. I'm about this. I'm about us. And that's where I spend my last breath, making sure that we step up on the platform and we take control of our lives. That's why I did the President Obama's campaign. That's why I ran from 2008 for him, moved to Colorado, and worked his office in Fountain, Colorado, myself and Saint Zenitra, who passed and is pulling us from that side to make sure that things work in our favor. So after all, what Bob is ultimately teaching is that we have to have one mind. And we are soulful people, and we have to activate that soul. We gotta wake the hell up. And we got to think as one, you know. And the prison system, we have to step up and take control and say no more of this Jim Crow, no more of this voter suppression. We in Georgia, I'm in Georgia. We're taking control. We're taking total control. We got people that's out front that have the power, and we don't mind using it. It's not about flaunting. It's not about being boastful. But if we don't take control of our lives right now, then we're going to be some sad-ass people. We're letting the minority run. I'm not racist. I don't hate nobody. I don't have hate in my heart for nobody. But I'm telling you, I love my people. And if that's okay, if you want to be white and you want to be superior, it's okay. But you're not dominating anybody anymore. It's not about that anymore. And so it's plenty of pale people that have love in their hearts, and they are not for that supremacy stuff. And that's what we're tired of. It's not that we want to take our powers and punish white people that have had the upper hand for 400 years and we want to turn around and punish them. No, that's not what God is giving us, the inheritance of heaven and earth. That's not we can't be what they were.
Yes.
That's not what it's about. Yeah, go ahead, Wajet. I just love you so much.
Thank you. I thank you so much, you know, for, you know, providing your message, you know, and like your input, you know, because, you know, that with people knowing that that soul was important as far as to actually, you know, bring not only bring people together, but also actually create things that can actually help us to appreciate the earth too, and also to show that we are capable of actually maintaining the planet. Whenever if the water is polluted, that we use our, you know, creativity and also use right cooperation to get along through the projects, through the initiatives, and to make sure that the common needs of not only us is met, but also the creatures as well. Because it's all about with what we do with our breath of using our creativity throughout our trials and tribulations to be able to use that energy to create, to be a positive force, not only for to create, to be able that promote sustainability, but also for the animals too, because at the end of the day, when we have waste, they break it down. And even when the plants, you know, for us with what we, if we input out from our activities and our actions that we execute with our culture, that our creativity plays a role with making sure that things are not over accumulated, you know. And so that stems from as far as the elders down to the adults, to the young adults, to the children. And I want everyone to know that as far as with this creative force, that we have Who He Enterprises, and Who He Enterprises was inspired by sound right knowledge and right reasoning, which stands for being able to think in a right way, where you are or as using your creativity to be able to create solutions, things that you may see in your community or things that that you may see others going through and such. And so Who He Enterprise, Who He is the creative force of will, an ancient name of that. And enterprise stands for to actually grab a hold of it. And so to grab a hold of your creative force of will, we as far as get on to that topic then of that, it boils down to even attaining to detail, paying attention to your talents and getting into what entails with them and how it is inside of education, so we can be able to know how to use the creative force to be able to know how our creativity is practical to our lives and how it works with others. And so another inspiration of it was my experience in vocational programs of over seven of them within the span of a 14-year period. And the whole way from 2018, as far as to 2005, from 2005 to 2018. And in regards to mentioning that, there were many different skills that I had learned. I experienced other people experiencing different majors of different programs. And so during that time, I thought about, you know, how amazing talents are, not only from things that have been heard from family, but also what other people had heard as far as about from their family as well when it came to something that they were good at, and about them hearing their relatives have a similar one or a same kind. And so I always thought about people being able to rejoice in that. That and that it would help us to be able to find a way to actually be one with our existence really, because creativity can have you do constructive things with your time, and also it can help you to be able to actually create constructive things like, you know, family meetings and things, and also with as far as council and such in your local area. So it's a whole coordination and a whole teamwork ordeal that I had seen from that experience. So Who He Enterprises is there to provide those revelations from a student. And so those other students will be able to actually experience other of their vocational peers around the world, thanks to partners such as the Sixth Region Global Chamber of Commerce, associates such as the Association of African Descendants Worldwide, family lineage such as the United Sabean Nation, and others. Our cultures combined, our cultures seen, it shows what creativity does, that it helps people to rejoice in what they can do in activities according to their roles. Because every role has activities, duties, and those different activities and duties, you know, they all contribute to the rejoicing, especially whenever things are created, it leads to a rejoicing too. You know, so also, we are reporting live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation about Black or Living Soul. Which one fits the best? And 516-453-9133.
That tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel up a few. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I jump back. I want to kiss myself. I've got soul. And I'm super bad. Hey! I said I'm super bad. Fred! Come on!
You mess, huh? You super bad, huh? That's how you are. That's who you are right now, Mr. Wajet. Well, first of all, I want to thank.
We all bad, you know. Good bad.
Listen, man. I want to thank all the folks out there that joined this show tonight, and we got a chance to hear the engineering spirit and style of Ambassador L. And of course, tomorrow night on these stations, we come back with, of course, hip hop's longest running show on internet. Merc City Hip Hop Program, 9:30 Eastern Daylight on these O&E stations. And, of course, you know what time is, right? Beverly Nation is advertising to O&E, which is on the Belly and Gillies Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Prime Taiwan at fabdot.com. We're in Gozy Time both on Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Gozy at Pinterest and Google+, Ola Deli and Malay and Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, A&M University, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions for our wonderful program tonight, down in gozybutmy@gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Della Malay, when he goes, he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Fly Jet, Mentu Hotep L. We have 3 minutes left to go on the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You know, thank you, Brother Hooney, Elder Hooney. Thank you, Sister Miriam, Ma'at Rehat, thank you so much. And I thank you, DJ Odolansky, you know, because, hey, we got soul. And people can identify by them having a compassionate heart, a caring heart, and an imagination that they can use as their palette to be able to imagine what they would like to create that is positive with using math, reading, and writing. And also, with that in hand, it also could give you brownie points with the Most High. So in regards to actually when all is tallied up, you would be happy knowing that, hey, you know what? I have my components. I have my talent. I had my math, reading, and writing. I had some wisdom from the elders. And with those powers combined, yeah, they took an opportunity to be able to help a person or a group of people that is on earth and to be able to contribute to people knowing that there is a lot to the breath of life and using it for patience, using it for creativity, and using it for taking the time out to collect oneself and allows for all the ancient virtues and principles, from the great laws of peace to the laws of Ma'at, to be able to keep ourselves balanced and our communities and neighborhoods well-governed and by the people, because the people know what their common needs are. And the earth knows its needs as well. We meet both those needs with creativity, education, principles, virtues, you know, nurturing the soul with the creative force that even gave our bodies, our flesh bodies, life from dust, from sperm to ovum, communicating, seeing, living, live beings, living souls onto man or woman, onto a, we are active. We see each other. We learn from each other. We grab a hold of that creative force of will. So if you want to know more about who he enterprises and our opportunities we have for those who love various types of industries, contact us at 917-691-0842 and 412-573-9766. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in tonight on Beverly Nation Radio with DJ Odolansky, and I, your host, Ambassador Wadet Mentu Hotep El. May the force be with you.